We demand a miracle. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For the first time in 4 months, the number of new claims for unemployment has fallen below 400,000. Here's one economist who says that is clearly good news.
And so maybe this economy has a little bit more life than investors or even the Federal Reserve thinks.
But here's another economist who reminds us that there are jobs, and there are jobs.
Many of those job gains, because they come from the service sector, are your lower paying jobs. So we still have slow wage growth.
But there's a spark. There's an ember of optimism. And now we wait to see whether the Super Committee will fan it or snuff it out. The Super Committee, the 12 appointed members of Congress who'll have to pick up all the cans that have been kicked down the road. And the polls indicate that most Americans want a miracle. And that's what it may take. Because while the committee's Democratic co-chair, Senator Patty Murray, says everything should be up for grabs,
no lines in the sand. We can't take anything off the table to begin with.
All six of the Republicans on the committee have signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, which binds them to oppose any increase in tax receipts, whether by raising rates or cutting deductions. And so here we go again. And yet, Americans have managed far more difficult negotiations, haven't we? I say we have the Super Committee meet in Independence Hall in Philadelphia and pray for Benjamin Franklin to show up. He could threaten them with lightning. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.